welcome to another episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am your host, Jody Sweeten, along with...
Celia Behar, and I am a licensed therapist, and what else am I? I don't know, certified life coach, and a whole bunch of other
therapeutic
stuff.
You've got letters behind your name, and you're all professional.
I know.
And you have two kids?
I do. I have Harper, who is 12 for now, soon to be 13, and man, is it showing. And Lulu, who is going to be 8 in August.
And I have Zoe, who is 11 years old, and B, who is going to be 9 in August.
God.
So just like to get the quick parenting stats out of the way so right. That you know that we actually do qualify as parents, although I don't know if we qualify as experts. But
or good ones. But that's okay.
You know what? We're trying.
We're trying.
All that matters.
That's right. They're still alive.
So far.
Right.
We're doing okay.
I feel like that's, you know, the main goal. Just keep them alive.
Oh, it's so hard sometimes.
Well, and not, you know. Not kill them yourselves, as we
right,
say
every
week.
Right. So we have a really great Never Thought I'd Say This this morning, and it's coming from Celia.
Yeah, well, this is what I got to say to my 12-year-old daughter. We were watching Better Things.
Wait. Just what did you say first, and
oh,
then tell
God.
The story.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's true. It was a good one. It was, no, your dad's not gay. He's just playing one on TV. Yep.
Yep, that's...
Didn't
that really
see it coming.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an actor. My ex-husband is an actor, the girl's dad. I think he must have told me. I mean, I do in my memory sometimes remember him telling me that he had done a small part on Pamela Alden's show, Better Things, which, first of all, I love her. I love that show. It's so good.
I haven't watched. Oh, wait. Better Things. This is the one another friend was.
Yes. Lynn had told,
to, yes,
yep. Lynn told us to watch it. And the same day, my friend Lori Hoyle told me to watch it also. So I was like, clearly people want me to watch this for a reason. And as soon as I watched the episode, I was like, oh, I get it. Like, she's a single mom and, you know, she's just like no nonsense and swears right. And the whole shebang.
Right.
So I definitely related. The episode was from 2016 because we started at the beginning. And as we're watching it, it was her on the phone with her gay best friend and they were talking about sex. So it's already relatively awkward. You know, my daughter
right.
and I like try not to look at each other. And they're talking about like blowjobs. And I did say something to her like at one point earlier in the show. Like I was like... I like made some joke about blowjobs and she was like, Mom, when you do that, it makes it more awkward, just so you know. And I was like, cool. So you don't want me to say anything? And she was like, no, just be quiet. I was like, okay.
Just awkward silence.
Yeah.
That's it.
So that's all it
right.
was.
Okay.
And so Pamela Alden's character says to her gay, she was like, why? Well, what happened with your boyfriend? Like, and he launches into something about blowjobs or he didn't want blowjobs or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And it flashes back. And there they are sitting on the couch and it's her gay and his gay next to him with no shirt on. And it's my ex-husband. Uh-huh. Which, okay, right? So awkward.
Oh, boy.
But here's where I go horribly wrong, as per usual. Out of my mouth
you
comes.
You tried to say something?
Oh, I literally said, hey, that's your dad. It is like a not even 5-minute clip.
And then, right, and then that's when the no shit banner just unfurls behind you. And
it's like, right. And no, she goes, and it's really fast, so I could have just shut the fuck up.
But you rewound
it five
times.
Yep. Totally. You know why? Because that little asshole didn't believe me. She goes, no, it's not. And I go, yeah, it was. And she goes, that was not my dad. And I go, oh, it so was your dad. And she was like, it was not my dad, Mom. Stop saying that. And I went, oh, yeah. And I grabbed the remote and I fucking rewind it. And then I make the scene go again because she has to watch it again. And she's like, Mom. And I pause it, screenshot it so I can send it to you. And I'm like, are we clear that that's your dad now? And she's like, you have made this so much worse. Who did you send that to? Who did you just send that to? And I said, Jody. She goes, no, no, no. You cannot talk about this on the podcast. You cannot. And I go, oh, but I'm gonna. And she was like, Mom, you can't. My friends are gonna listen to it.
Why are her friends listening to a parenting podcast?
Dude.
If her friends are listening to our podcast.
We gotta talk to their parents. Like, don't listen to this. And I'm like, first of all, he's on a show. He's an actor. Your friends are going to know that, you know, he's an actor.
Like, I also feel like, though, the majority of middle schoolers watching Better Things, probably not that high.
Yeah. Also, it's honest to God. She didn't recognize him. I did. Like, I recognized him in a sec. I didn't have to point it out. I don't think many of her friends are going to be like, well, now they might if they're listening to this. Rewind. What episode?
Right. And again, there's so many layers to why that's a bad idea. That it's, I hope it doesn't happen, but if it does.
If it does, there you go.
Yeah.
Like, you're welcome, parents out there. Yeah, she was mortified. I mean, it was like a full-blown fight, and we had to have a whole discussion about how she didn't get to dictate what I was going to talk about.
It was a full-blown job. I had to. I couldn't. It was just sitting there. I had to pick it up.
It was there. You had to go with it. It's fine. I mean, the funny thing is.
Also, I feel like that's going to be the title of this episode, but that's. It was a full-blown job.
It was a full-blown job. Yeah, she seemed to have maybe kind of like recovered from it over the last few days. But this happened like a week ago.
How was it when he picked her up?
She's not said a thing. She did once a million years ago. He was trying to explain something to her about, you know, somebody that he's got a relationship with that's not just like friendship, you know, they have a different sort of relationship, which I won't go into, but, you know, and he said to her
not what you're thinking, which is what?
Right, but that's how he explained it to my to her, like, to Harper. He was like, you know, you're about to meet my friend, and you know he's not like just my friend, right? And her response was, wait, is he your boyfriend? Are you gay? So, like, to then see that, I think she had like a moment of like, wait, but no, really?
Right.
You know? And then we talked a little about this, you know, before, but that's a thing, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you know, I think also you know, like we always talk about, but in the days of social media, you know, it's different. Kids can Google their parents, even if you know, you've never done anything, you know, necessarily famous or been on TV, your kids can still Google you and find out stuff about you and find, you know, your DUI that you thought you hit so well or something. You know what I mean? Like, any number of things.
Are you speaking from experience?
No, I actually am not.
I meant Googling. Asshole.
Well, it's common, you know. Anyway. So, so this week, apparently, or last week, I think when I was gone. So also just to fill you in, I was gone in Canada. I was in Winnipeg the last like 3.5 weeks. I was up there shooting my Hallmark Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. Our podcast probably won't air for a few months, but I was gone.
What was the movie called?
Called Merry and Bright. It's going to be on Hallmark. I was gone in May shooting that. So while I was gone, apparently, B in class Googled me.
Why would she do that? Like, what made her do that? Do you know? You're
asking me why B did something? That's, you have one like that.
No,
you, there's no
dumb.
Trying to
She's
follow.
She's a Girl Scout. Woo!
Right. Yeah. No, trying to follow why they do things is beyond me. So anyway, she Googled me.
Okay.
I don't know what she found.
Oh, that's even scarier.
Right. But well, it was at school. So it can't be, it can't be anything too terrible. But I mean, it's also got to be just like news stuff. Like, I don't know how much of my story, you know, she knows. But then she had other kids in class Googling me.
Oh, my.
Yeah, there was several of them Googling me.
Okay.
And I guess she was like very excited about it. But then she started apparently talking about that I have a lot of boyfriends or something. And I was
to
her friends, I guess.
Like plural now.
Like plural now, currently. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Four.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, I've got like eight of them. They're under the floorboards right now. I keep
the
one in the back office.
Only
when I call them. It's the dude from Mary Poppins lives in my chimney.
Right, sweet.
Anyway, so she goes on this whole story. So we're out yesterday, and I was like, "B, come here." And I start asking about. I'm like, "Were you Googling me?" She was like,
She didn't tell you who told you?
No.
The teacher?
It was a whole, no. Oh. Zoe's dad, because of something else. It was a very long and complicated story to even get to happening. Okay. I didn't even know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, Bees, I heard you were, did you Google me? And she just looked at me and then like her eyes darted down and she was like, and just, it was like a robot, like just powering down. Like she just made some noises and like looked off. And I was like, oh no, I broke her. But.
Oh, not from that.
Not from, no. But anyway, so she tells me that she was Googling me and all this stuff. And then I was like, were you talking about that I have a lot of boyfriends? And she was like, well, like in your whole life. Like, in your whole life, you've had a couple boyfriends. I was like, well, yeah. I'm 37. Like, right. At some point, you know.
A couple's different than a lot.
I was like, but you need... And now.
Now.
And, you know, I was like, you really need to be clear when you talk to people. Because, you know, how it sounds is a little different than I think you're thinking. It was like the, you know, the pictures you see when the kid draws their mom, like, you know, doing some sort of work and it looks like their mom's like hanging off a stripper pole or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And they're like, no, my mom's, you know, an electrician and works hanging, installing telephone poles. Yeah. And the mom's like hanging off a thing, holding a wad of money. But yeah, so what we were talking about is how, you know, your kids can Google you.
Yeah.
And
or anything.
Or anything. Yeah. But particularly, you know, your parents. And in a way, you know, when we were kids, our parents and the lives they had before.
Yeah, I know nothing.
Or
I know
outside
nothing
of
about.
Us were sort. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I didn't find out that my mom, like, went to Bob Dylan concerts and had ever smoked pot in her life, I think, until, like, a couple years ago. You know, our parents had relative anonymity and peace and freedom, you know, of their lives before they had kids.
Yeah, my mom used to tell us that she only had sex 3 times and it was to have us. And how would I have ever known?
You know what?
If there
and
was
that
a thing.
Is knowing 3 times too many.
It's true.
But, you know, I didn't know. I didn't know that my mom, like,
had a life before
really
you.
Had a lot. I mean, I did, you know, as I got older, but it, you know, wasn't some of those things that I found out until she was like, oh, honey, I used to, you know, I used to go to Bob Dylan concerts and go with your aunt and uncle and their, you know, VW bus. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay.
Of course it was a VW bus.
Right. But like, you know, things like that that made sense. But I think our generation, we're going to have a much different time.
Yeah.
In that what our kids are exposed to, not just on the internet in general, but like, hey, I want to look, you know, and kids do dumb stuff like that. Like, oh, I'm going to look up my mom, or I'm going to look, and anything can come up.
Well,
you know, and things that you may think have been hidden or think, you know, there's no telling what your kids can find, you know, on the internet.
Right. It is going to be, it is kind of terrifying also.
Oh, it's terrifying for me. Absolutely.
But in general, I find the things that they don't know, and also the fact that when they see things in like writing or online, they just naturally assume that they're true, whether it's information or whether it's things that, like, you know.
Well, it's the Russian trolls that are on creating TikTok videos.
Yes.
But it's true. You know, right. The kids one time were showing me some, it was one of those videos of like somebody doing a trick shot. And I've now seen there's like apps that make the videos or whatever and make you look like you've hit some ridiculously insane ping pong ball shot or something. And the kids were watching this and they were like, oh my God, mom, look at this. And I was like, that's not real. Like, you can tell it's been edited a little bit. They're like, no, it's really real, mom. Like, you have to understand, it's totally real.
I love when they try and convince you.
Right. And I'm like, okay. And trying to explain to them that things on the internet aren't always real is really hard. Although I feel like,
or TV.
I feel like this is just a conversation we're having to have with adults now, too, though. It's like the things on the internet aren't real. But like having kids grow up with being able to Google themselves, Google their parents, Google, you know, anything about you, about other people, you know, all of these sorts of things. And the real versus fake is huge because...
Yeah, it is. Well, remember when they were all here and we were hanging out and they were like, went down some YouTube rabbit hole and they were like showing these like ghosts that popped up on security cameras and they were like, but it's real. Yeah,
it was the ghost and the elf on the shelf.
Yeah. And like the little ones are freaking out. And we were like, oh my God, it's not real.
Right. But it's, you know,
I know it's their version of like when we used to tell each other, you know, stories with in a sleepover with the flashlight up in your chin where you like made your whole face yellow about the dude with the hook in the car, you know, but there wasn't actual video proof showing that there was like
exactly
a dude with
you,
a,
can,
you know,
it was the idea of you know, ghost stories and scary stories were different until, you know, things like Slenderman and
that's a conversation
and I started having to have that conversation with my kids about, you know, like the Bloody Marys and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's fun, but it's pretend, and you have to understand it's pretend. I mean, I won't say Bloody Mary in a mirror three times because I know it's real, but I'm trying to
put a hat on a bed, so I hear you.
Hat on a bed.
What? Come on. What? Drugstore cowboy.
What?
Oh my God. All right. I hope everybody out there has watched Drugstore Cowboy.
I think I've watched Drugstore Cowboy. It's the Matt Dillon one,
right?
Yeah, it
is.
Okay. Yes.
That's like part of it. If you put a hat in a bed, then someone's going to die. Like it's bad luck and someone's going to die.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. I did not know the hat on a bed was...
Yeah, hat on a bed is, it's like bad luck, it curses you or some crap like that. I have to look it up, but it's totally like, I won't put a hat on a bed. I watched that movie probably far too young.
First of all.
So I won't put a hat on a bed.
First
I hate
of
hats.
All, you don't... Do you even own a hat? You
yes,
don't even
the
like
one that
hats.
You gave
The
me.
One that I gave, right, because my head is so small that I can't put hats on it.
Mine is too. I don't even know how that works.
You've got 9 pounds of hair, so it makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah, I hate hats.
Yeah, anyway. No. No hats
Fine,
on the bed.
Fair.
That's easy enough for you. But the stuff like Slender Man and things like that, there was a case, and I'm sure some of the parents out there know, recently where these two little girls were believing in the whole Slender Man.
Well, tell them what Slender Man is in case anyone out there somehow has missed it.
It's a very slender man.
Yeah, with big eyes that is
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. They've even seen like the picture.
That was Momo.
Oh, yeah, that's Momo. Sorry. Yeah. There's two
get
crazy.
Your, get
sorry.
Your goddamn
There's two crazy,
straight.
Bullshit, crazy right. people
Momo
that kill people.
Momo freaks me out, though.
Momo
is terrifying, mm-hmm. and the children would send me, would text me screenshots. Well, not the children. Zoe. Screenshots of Momo and this weird, like, wax figure Michael Jackson head, and she would just send it repeatedly, and I wanted to kill her.
But is it bad that I'm the one in my family that sends them to my 12-year-old? I'm sending her the Momo.
Because you're a child.
I'm like, hey, if you don't do this, guess who's going
to
get you?
Okay, so wait. But there was the Momo thing, but that turned out to be fake. That
yes,
all the parents were like, oh, the Momo challenge is
but
real.
Somebody got hurt in that as well.
What happened?
I don't remember, and I want to say it was in Paris, but somebody got hurt in some sort of Momo challenge as well. Like a child got hurt.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was the and there was that the blue whale.
What's
thing?
That?
That was
Jesus
a thing.
Christ. See, there's all these
that
things.
That was a thing
go live
where,
in a hole.
And it had to do with kids and suicide. And it was basically like a challenge, like an incremental challenge, where they would go and do more and more and more further, like outrageous things, date more dangerous things. And then I think the ultimate one was actually killing yourself. And I think there were a couple kids that had done it, or maybe again it was the
or it was propaganda
as adults falling victim to these stories that we're scared of.
Right.
But Slender Man, I do know, was a fictional online fake story that came out, and these two little girls really believed in it, and didn't they wind up killing another little girl over it.
Yeah.
But trying to differentiate sort of the real and the fake, and the, you know, in Harper's case, the, you know, who your dad and mine too, and sometimes
I was gonna
but
ask
who
about that.
You're you know who you're portraying is different than who you really are. And then that, you know, everything on the internet is not always real, that Wikipedia is editable,
right?
That, you know, just because you see a picture of something doesn't mean that that actually happened.
Well, developmentally, like, their brains aren't there yet. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, especially kids as old as B and Lulu and younger, Harper and Zoe are closer. But I mean, listen, you know, I think the newest research says that your brain's not fully developed until you're 22.
39. I've still got two years. Right.
Yeah, I think it's 20. I think it's 22. Yeah. I think that's what it is now, or that there's what new psychologists are saying. It's 22. So because you're just not there. So their grasp of what reality is versus what fantasy is not what ours would be. Although
which
I'm not
is
sure
a, which
is
a show about dragons. That's what mine is. So.
I literally have screamed at the TV about that show. So just, you know, it's an issue.
But I wonder, are things like this becoming more and more prevalent? You know what I mean? What
I'm sure.
Or are these things that always existed, but now they're just at like this crazy heightened level because they can spread so much faster?
Well, no. I mean, we had a huge change in society. Listen, and we both are still really big readers, but when we were growing up, we would read books and fantasy was in books. And fine, you go to a movie occasionally and you'd see a never-ending story or whatever, but you probably have like read that before
you
saw it, right?
Right.
That was the best. I originally read the book that was becoming a movie, and then I would go see the movie. And even if I went and saw the movie first, I'd probably go back and read. Anyway, listen, it used to be like you read your Encyclopedia Brown and you like could put it down or whatever book you were reading, and you put it down and it was like everything was happening in your mind. I mean, quite frankly, that's what made Stephen King's stuff like so scary, mm-hmm. especially the movie It, because it taps into, or the book It rather, it taps into what we all feel as children, right? There could be something under the bed.
Right.
But as a kid, you remember lying in a bed when you're like super scared and you're like convincing yourself, there's nothing under the bed. I'm fine. You know, like,
I'm gonna be all right. I did that last night.
Well, but that's perfect because
I still won't let my foot out of the covers.
Me neither.
Because monsters.
Exactly. But that's what he taps into.
I build a pillow wall when I sleep at night.
I wrap myself up like a burrito.
I have to have a wall of pillows because the monsters can't get over the pillows.
So that comes from your childhood experience of telling yourself that things couldn't happen, but knowing somewhere in your psyche and your existential self that bad things happen, right?
Right.
So Stephen King took that in It and really like ran with it, because you as a reader were reading those books and it was like, he's saying, you know, the kids are saying there's nothing under my bed, and you're reading as a reader going, but there is an evil clown, run, you know? And then they become adults and have to like bring up those fears. So when we started making, you know, slasher films and stuff like that, they were so like off the chart out there that most people were like, well, I'm not in summer camp and I haven't had sex, so I'm safe. You know, like it was different. So you didn't.
Which I feel like the Venn diagram of those who are at summer camp and haven't had sex is really like there's
very
a big
slim.
Crossover. Yeah.
Yeah. Me. Like that me at that age.
With your, did
with
you have
my
your,
big,
your
afro
big afro and your hat that said, I like boys.
It said, I love boys, first of all. And I think it was a heart and not even the word love, but whatever. I was super popular. Oh my God. And our next guest. So
tell
we'll
me
tell
more
you
about
popular.
How you wrote dissertations comparing the books and the movies as a child.
I know. I mean, it's
okay. I am a nerd too. So
I know you are. And I know you also like to read, but it's interesting to see what it's become. And I always reference It when it comes to childhood fears, because I do think that really gets
it's a good example too, because in the movie, everyone's fear is different.
Yep.
Every person's
That's
thing
the
that they're
too.
Afraid of, right, in mm-hmm. the book, is different for them because it's all a very personal experience of what they're afraid of.
Yeah. Yeah, and they grow up fighting those. But we now have this like network of things where, you know, it's not slasher films. You're not paying $5. You're going online and you're seeing things that are allegedly true.
Right.
It's not a book you close and you're like, wow, I imagined it this way. You just
saw
it.
A video. Yeah.
So like that's so hard for kids to separate that.
Teaching sort of the idea of that, you know, that what you see isn't always
what it is. I mean, I'm going to ask you this question, but because I just know it's happened to other people. I know I used to have a friend named Donald Donnelly. He was an actor and he was on One Life to Live like a million years ago. Mm-hmm. And he was evil on the show. So he'd walk out and people would like come up to him right. and yell in his face. Why you leave I remember
the guy playing Ramsay and the one that played Joffrey in Game of Thrones were talking about this.
They really had that happen. So have you ever been with your kids where people came up to you and talked to you like you're Stephanie Tanner?
All the time.
Really?
People will come up and like randomly give me hugs and be like, I grew up with you. And I'm like, I don't know you.
Do they think you're your character? Like, have you ever had someone like not, like a kid not be able to separate that you're Jody, not
yes,
Stephanie?
Yes. And as I've gotten older, that's definitely the case because kids will come up to me having grown up on the reruns. Ugh. Now that Fuller House is on, it's a little bit different. But before that show had come back, so many kids whose parents grew up watching the show, the kids had only ever grown up with the reruns and whatever, you know, all this time. So and so the parents you. Realized I had grown up.
Right.
But the kids still think of me as like 10 or 11 years old. So their parents are freaking out. With like, oh my God, this is Jodie Sweetin. And the kids are like, yeah, no, it's not. Like, where's her side ponytail? You know, no. But like, where, you know, like, her hair where's is the decidedly ringlets and the not blunt bangs. Right. So it's really funny sometimes the kids didn't quite understand it. But yeah, I've had people come up and, you know, I probably the best question I ever got. And I think I was like, I don't know, I was probably in my early 20s. And somebody came up to me. I'm like, I'm such a huge fan of the show. I love it. Oh, my God. It's so amazing. Have you met the people that you work with?
What?
That was exactly what your face right now, which is completely confused, was exactly what happened. And I was like, huh? And they were like, well, I mean, like, have you ever met them? Like, do you get to actually see them?
What?
Right. So I kept saying, I don't understand. And they were like, well, like, I know like some movies, like they shoot a lot of stuff in front of that big green screen and it makes it look like they're there. So I think this person, I'd like to say they were younger than they probably were, but I don't think they were as young as I hoped. were convinced that the entire show was done on a green screen and that none of us had ever actually been in the same room.
And perhaps some of you weren't real, which, by the way, would explain Stamos' no aging syndrome, just as an FYI.
Right?
Yeah. Makes me feel a little better, actually.
But that, and I that one really had me at a loss for words because I didn't know how to explain.
I'm still seriously confused by that.
Takes a lot of thought.
Like, it hurts my brain a little bit.
Right. Like, Flat Earth. But anyway.
Oh, God, stop it. I hate you for that still.
Oh, it's so good.
She made me watch Flat Earth. I'm just telling you guys, Flat Earth.
See, this is why it's important to teach your children the difference between reality and not real things, or they can grow up and think that the Earth is flat.
Yes.
And this is why this is an important podcast, because we are saving the Earth by science. No, anyway.
Yeah. Okay, no, yeah. I'm going to go
Our
with that.
Our producer right now is like, okay, we're going to cut that section out. And that's it. She's just making notes about, like, what time are we at? Like, this shit has
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, she's like, they have to stop talking. All right, wait, first
I'm
of all.
I'm trying to bring it home and well, relevant.
Well,
that's all I'm
wait,
trying
let
to
me
do,
just say
Celia.
This. I want to tell you this, that while you were.
This is what happens when we don't do a podcast for 3 weeks. I'm just blabbering into my. I'm so tired. I don't know my own name. I just went to a talent show and sat through children.
Wait, no. Anyway. I'm sorry. You don't get to complain about that because
no,
this
it
is...
wasn't a complaint because that was what I wanted. But I'm saying I'm not.
Oh, because I got an airing of grievances.
Here.
And
you get
know,
there.
I'm just
we'll
saying.
Get there.
So I don't want to hear about your talent show.
Anyway, I think, though, this is as much as we half-ass and joke about stuff. Like, this actually is a really important thing, is to, like, talk to your kids about the real and fake versus the internet. And you know.
Well, and know what they're looking at. I mean, honestly, I don't always know either. So I say that, but I'm such a goddamn hypocrite.
Right.
Yeah, you have, listen, I don't monitor my kids on YouTube as much as I want to. And I go back
Do
and
they,
forth.
Are they on YouTube Kids or just regular YouTube?
That's a great question. I wish I had the answer.
Yeah, because YouTube Kids
Parenting
at least.
Parenting win.
Right. YouTube Kids at least does monitor, you know, some of the stuff.
I have parental controls on. Okay. That I do for sure. But
But the thing with YouTube is they can start clicking and go down the.
Yeah, they can. I mean, here's the thing. I constantly think about the fact that I'm like, you know, I hope that I'm sort of, they don't have a lot of screen time. I hope I'm watching. I'm like, if kids want to find out things, they're going to find them out. I mean, I full on remember, we're going to take a turn. I full on remember being at my dad's house when you had the cable like dial, which you probably don't remember, but cable used to be like a dial. It wasn't even like a remote. And I don't know why I'm like miming this to you because no one can see it as I'm talking about it, but whatever. And if you hit it between channels that you didn't get, you could
porn.
See. It was porn. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you that, could that like, was see every, it, like every wavy kid did stuff,
that.
Right?
Yeah. It was like the wave. Right.
So like.
And like occasionally you'd get some like bad.
Electric
like blue a couple
off of HBO or whatever.
A couple bad notes of a saxophone or something.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And there was, a, yeah, like, it was a, like if you held the antenna
boob.
Just. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, you know, you could kind of see like, you're like, he's in, he's going out. What's happening? Like things are happening.
Right. And then it would switch
yeah,
to like
and then you'd like turn it off and like run away because you didn't want your parents to know that you were looking at it. I mean, I'm sure that's like sort of what happens with YouTube to a certain extent. It's like, you know, I think they go down rabbit holes and then they're like, oh wait, I've gone too far. Like I don't want my mom to know and like turn it off.
Right.
And I do have, you know, stuff set, but like I try and I know you do too, like we try and talk about that stuff a lot. But that being said, it's like I find it hard now, especially with Harper, is like, you know, she's in middle school. Like there's, right. She wants some
well, and
part
I,
of
I mean,
autonomy.
I had to talk to the girls when that whole Momo thing came out and which turned out to be a hoax about a hoax.
Right.
You know what I mean? That which was, it didn't really actually even happen, but there was a whole uproar about it. But I did, in that moment, I had to talk to them. I was like, you know, this isn't real. Like, people are saying that they're doing this or like Momo, whatever, because they
but
used
they
to,
did think it was real.
Well, I know.
Right?
The kids used to scare the crap out of each other in the hallway saying, sicking Momo on each other. I'm going to tell Momo to come to your room.
Did
like,
you let them do it for like a little while?
I
though,
said, how about you tell them that mom is coming to your room because I'm about to whoop both of your asses right now.
That is far more
that
fucking
is far
scary
more
than
scary
Momo.
Than that big eyed, weird wax looking thing.
I will beat you.
Right.
Just kidding.
But, trying to like always have that conversation and. It is. It's like constantly hammering it home because just when they think like, oh, well, I know that Instagram pictures aren't real, that that's filtered, or I know this, then a Momo challenge comes along, or you know, a different thing that they're constantly having to. I think teaching our kids in this day and age more discernment of media,
yeah,
is more important, I think, than ever because they're so inundated with it and. And we fall victim to it. I mean, holy shit, our 2016 election was tampered with, not by hacking into voting machines, but by putting shit on the internet that wasn't true that people believed. So,
yeah, I want to believe propaganda that I read when it's on my side.
I love believing
I do. Like, I want every Mother Jones and Vox article to not be swayed toward my side.
Right.
But I am very aware now that they are, and I got to go research.
And then, and even, you know, Snopes then got dragged into it that Snopes wasn't even a thing. You know, and then you're like, how do I Snopes?
Yeah, how do I know now?
So,
what?
Right. But, you know, I think. This is such a big thing now because it's unprecedented the amount of constant fact checking we have to do for our own media consumption particularly for our kids' media consumption because they just get so much of it and it's you're constantly you don't want your kids to believe that nothing in the world is real and that everything's bullshit
right but you don't want them
to be cynical but at the same time like nothing is real in the world and everything is bullshit so
you don't want them to drown in a deluge of crap either
right and there's so much crap so
it's bad
it's anyway so that's
well I will tell you this while you were away.
Is this the airing of Grievance?
No. Oh, okay. This kind of goes back to it. Just about, you know, your career. While you were away, my kids finally asked, can we watch an episode of Full House? Because it's popped back up on Netflix.
Oh, really?
And I was, and I was like.
Oh, interesting.
Or Hulu, one of them.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yes.
And so on Hulu, So they're like, can we watch an episode? We've never watched one. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. So they watched the pilot. And they could not wrap their heads around.
Oh, how little I was.
And that it's really you. Like, they were like, she still looks like her, but it's not her. But that's her, but it's not her. Like, the conversation was hilarious. And as they were talking out loud, I found myself thinking the same thing, though. Like, I grew up watching it. And I actually watched more of it in college when I would be like drunk and high at 2 a.m. and it played on WPIX and it was like what was on there. And I was like, sweet, I'm going to watch this.
It's when it's funniest, really.
You know, I haven't watched it since then. I have to say, it's a very, very cute show. And it
is
funny.
Just real quick. Did you see on Jimmy Kimmel
that
they did a Full House Lannister? And no. And Jamie Lannister and Bob and Dave did a whole skit together. The three of them on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
I think no, but night. Now I have to go and look at it.
It was awesome.
And we'll have to post some sort of like link.
Hold.
What did your manager just hand you?
Okay, so hold on. So Rachel is here, my manager, who's amazing. And I just got handed the Full House Stephanie books.
Oh my God. What? What is that?
Oh, there was a whole. Did you not know about this?
I didn't even know that you were who you were when I started talking to you.
Oh, that's right. You're an idiot.
I'm out of the loop.
So, no, and I don't, this isn't, they never made any movies about these books. So you could write a dissertation on how the book compared
to the book. Do you have like Freddy Krueger hands on? What are you holding? What's happening?
Hold on. I'm going to explain it.
Can I
explain
it?
For our seven listeners. There was a whole line of Stephanie books.
Okay.
And this actually ties into real and fake. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
So there was a whole line of Full House Stephanie books. They were strangely popular for a long time. It's basically stories about Stephanie that they weren't episodes. They're just, you know, fun, cute little stories. Like, you know, Sweet Valley High, Babysitter's Club, like that sort of.
So
there was, I don't even know how many of these books. Lots. And I used to have to do photo shoots for them. So
you had nothing. You obviously had nothing to do with the writing of them.
Oh,
or
God,
the stories.
No, I had no. I've never read one. I couldn't tell you. Zoe has read some. She got really into them for a little while. She liked them. But this one is called Back to School Cool, which obviously from the looks of it, you guys, I have
blunt bangs.
They're a little fringed. They're a little fringed, and they're also really low on my forehead. But anyway, I used to have to do cover shoots for them.
Okay.
So we'd do, you know, whatever, like 20 looks in a day for all for different books.
That but sounds like torture.
After the show was done and I started getting older, I no longer looked young like Stephanie.
Uh-huh.
And then they came out with a line of Stephanie and Michelle books. So they would superimpose my head on someone else's body.
What?
So they'd take like my old head from my old head. I was like the witch in the Return to Oz. They'd take my old head,
okay,
and put it on a younger person's body. They'd superimpose it, and same with Ashley Mary Kate. So if you look at some of the later Stephanie books and the Stephanie Michelle books, you realize you're like, that is decidedly not their body on
what?
Or their
the
head.
Hell?
Yeah. But kids
Wait,
didn't
why?
Get it.
Because
so
your
that
boobs
was another
were
thing.
Too big or something?
Well,
or
no, I just started looking older. I looked like I was 14.
God.
I mean, these books went on until I was probably like 17, 18. So I couldn't, you know, at 18 years old, keep doing books based on.
Because Stephanie doesn't age?
I guess. I don't know. She's like Bart Simpson. She's just like that age.
But for, she aged on the show.
I'm talking about the books. This is not the show. As you know, they are very different.
But I didn't, because I didn't even know there was a book.
Well, yes, but you know that books
insane.
And movies
so
are different.
So in the, it's like Sweet Valley High, how they stayed in high school for 5,000 years?
Right,
okay.
Yes. So
interesting.
I am this age for 5,000 years. But
wouldn't
it
that
also
be nice?
Got, that
it's
was
LA's
why
dream
kids
right there.
That were still, not really. Don't think I made anything of this. But
I meant staying young asshole.
Oh, that too. But anyway, so kids would think that I was still that age because they would still be reading the books. And so when they'd see me when I was actually 19 or 20, they're like, but this book just came. And I was like, right, but that's not my body. What? I know, it's my head. And I was like, I just stopped giving that
Never
answer.
Mind.
I did that like twice. And then I was like, that's confusing. Don't do that. So one of our favorite segments of the show, because there's so many of them, is the craptastic parenting moment of the week. And this one's starting off with Celia this week. And,
yeah.
And it ties into my story.
It's more trauma bonding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so Lulu, I make my kids do chores. I think that's like not a thing that a lot of people do anymore. I mean, I know you do too, but I've noticed that a lot of people don't.
I try. Usually I just get exasperated and do it myself while
angrily
stomping
around.
Well,
this backfired on me, I'll tell you that. Because I make the kids wash, you know, the dishes. And Lulu, because she's younger, you know, there's not a lot she can do. So, except wash the dishes, which, by the way, I always have to rewash anyway, because apparently it's very hard to get soap out of a fucking bowl. Who knew? also, the fact that I have to say 9 times, hey, you need water.
I know.
Turn on the water.
Right.
But you need the water to wash. If you're washing it, there's water included. It's water. And she's like,
they
that?
Don't do it
like
with showers time. Either. So
no, I don't get it. So anyway, she was washing. She constantly kind of like fucks around in there. She uses too much soap. She was washing a glass bowl and it broke and she dropped it. And of course, she cut herself and freaked out. And before even looking at the cut or anything like that, I just start. How many times have I told you not to play around with the soap? You did not need that much soap. I'm sure you were messing around. Why weren't you looking at what you were doing? Oh my God, you're bleeding a lot. Let me see your finger. And we're going to the ER. Yep. Kid needed 5 stitches, but I had to tell her off before I fucking looked at it and said, like, in my head when I was pregnant, I was like, Merry fucking sunshine as a mom. I was like, I'm going to be like the most empathetic and supportive mom. And when my kids are get hurt, I'm going to hug them and be like,
not according to Harper when you were pregnant.
Yeah, apparently not. And it didn't go over. I met with her, by the
right.
way.
Yeah.
She, no, yeah. So yeah, I just can't. I'm not that mom. And I like just was, I've warned them so many times that I jumped right to the like, fuck this. So yep, it was 7 Band-Aids, I think, that she bled through in like 5 minutes. And I was like, oh, okay, this is it. I'm like getting all my stuff. I'm wrapping up her, you know, finger that is already bleeding into the goddamn paper towel through the Band-Aids. And we have to drive as fast as we can to the ER with her holding her finger above her head. You know, she only weighs 44 pounds.
Right.
And
yeah, she's anemic. I'm surprised she didn't bleed out.
I mean, honestly, I had a moment where I was like, I'm not sure.
That's it. Right. Like, yeah.
And Harper is.
How did Lulu die? A paper cut.
A paper cut. Yeah. Like, fuck. She's so tiny. Right. Meanwhile, Harper's in the back seat because I make her sit with her because Lulu's freaking out and Harper then freaks out more. And then Harper's like hyperventilating. And as I'm driving to the ER, I'm like, everybody just stop it! Like, because Harper's like, and then Lulu's like, Harper, I just can't. It isn't, is my finger going to fall off? Like, it was ridiculous. And then
it's those moments when you go, Mike, they're not going to survive if something happens. That's it. They're going
to panic. They're not. And then we get to the ER and like, as the doctor's like, you know, doing things and Lulu would cringe and the Harper would go, what's wrong? What's wrong, Lulu? Is it hurt? Where does it hurt? God. There's fucking 3 doctors here and a nurse. You got to calm the fuck down.
Right.
So we had to like wrap it up, you know, and now they've had more stitches combined than I've ever had in my goddamn life.
Right.
So way to go. Like that was mine.
Well, I pulled a craptastic parenting moment. Oh, this was several years ago, but it ties into that children getting hurt thing. So the girls were running through the house, and like I told them again so many times not to do, they were running towards the bath, and they were racing, and you know, B again, very tiny, Zoe very tall, so Zoe's obviously gonna win. And she really helped that by, like, as they were running through the hallway, she just kind of pushed B from behind, like, meaning to push her out of the way to get to the bathroom.
Right.
Instead, pushed B. B goes flying forward, face first, into that cabinet.
Oh, which,
the cabinet, so it's still sitting in my living room here. Face first into the cabinet, into the handle on the cabinet. Ooh. And just starts bleeding everywhere. Ugh. I immediately start screaming at Zoe, what have you done? Why did you do that? You're like, I'm losing my mind.
Because
I watched
bad.
Her. Right.
What?
As I watched her push her sister. And then Zoe's like, I'm sorry. And she's crying.
Oh, God.
B's bleeding from her face and going, it's okay, Zoe. You're still a good sister. And I'm like, and that makes me even more pissed off because I'm like, you have just gotten slammed. You know, I thought she broke her nose.
It sounds like it.
I don't do well with blood.
Oh, God.
So I was home by myself with the kids, and I had to call my ex to come get us, but I passed out.
Where were you?
On the floor.
Where, though? In your bathroom or in front of them?
Just in the hallway.
Oh, my God. What did they do?
I was not out very long. I literally, like, fell on the floor, and I was like, oh, my God, I got to pull it together. I did this, too, when I cut my own finger. 10 minutes later, thought I was fine, thought about the fact that I cut my finger, passed directly out in front, like head first into the door in
front
of Zoe.
Just the memory of the
just
cut?
Just the memory of the cut.
You would have been a really good
later.
Doctor.
Thank God I gave up on that when I was 7. But yeah, so that was my craptastic parenting moment was basically dry heaving and passing out while
while did B she break
was injured.
Her nose? No.
No. We had to go. Then she was freaking out. I'm like, we've got to go to the, you know, go to the ER, all this stuff. Zoe's still crying. Now I'm like, it's okay. I know you didn't mean to. Bee's hugging her. You know, everyone's, again, everyone's crying on the way to the ER. I'm crying. They're crying. I am green.
Yep.
We finally get to the ER and we wait for a few minutes. We go back. Bee's like, it so really hurts. It's, and I'm thinking it's broken. We sit her down in the bed and there, the hospital has a TV that comes out on an arm out of the wall. For some reason, that's absolutely fascinating. Completely forgets about it. She's singing. Everything's fine.
Well,
so craptastic parenting moment turned around, but I don't do well with injuries.
I did fine with blood. I don't do well with apparently empathy. I don't know. As a therapist, I should probably have more of that.
Apparently, you also don't do well with me being gone. You have an airing of grievance.
No, I totally
what is
do.
Your okay? What is
first
what,
of all you? Being,
this is our airing of grievances. By the way, is typically when our children go to management, as we like to call it, or us, to complain about the
or
way
strangers
or strangers to complain about the way that that this operation is running. Usually, they're met with, you know, a very terse response and nothing changes. But anyway, this week's airing of grievances.
Similar responses if they cut their finger.
Right. But this week's airing of grievances is actually from Celia.
Yeah,
Celia
it's mine.
Is airing her grief.
First
her
of all, grief. when you leave for 3 weeks, I don't like it. First of all, I'm not a fan. And I'm alone with my children and I'm like, and I don't want to bother you because I know you're like filming and stuff. Plus we try not to, you know, talk about whatever we're doing parenting wise because we want it to be on here. And I'm like, oh my God, I got 3 weeks and she's not here. But let me tell you what you missed. Okay. One thing that you missed that is 6 hours of my life that I'll never get back. And God knows I love my kid is a middle school production of Mary fucking Poppins. That was 3 fucking hours long.
What?
3 hours of middle schoolers.
You would have rather been with Gilligan and the Skipper at the end of that 3 hours.
I'm telling you, there is nothing that says
show.
Unconditional love
show. Right.
Like going to a 3 hour middle school musical production. That's all I'm going to say. And you missed it because your timing of you getting back was not going to work with coming.
I was supposed to get home a week before, but
no. Fuck you.
I'm just
kidding.
Actually,
that would have been brilliant and you should have. And I would have tipped my hat to you.
No, I wasn't.
It was, listen, they're really good and they do such a good job
there.
For
3 hours. They do such a good job that they do it for 3 hours.
For 3 hours, dude. Like, it was a lot. And I've had Mary Poppins in my gut. And I had to see it twice because, you know.
What did they do? Like, the first act was the original Mary Poppins. The second act was the new one. Like, is that, like, did they do all of the Mary Poppins interpretations ever?
That would have been so much better. No, it was, you know, the Broadway musical version of it is based on the book. And so it's much longer.
Exactly. Versus the show. Right.
So it's much longer and they're different numbers. And while I love the person that does the direction and all that runs the musical theater part there, I don't know if it's his call that he doesn't cut any scenes out. I know when I was like doing theater when I was in my high school, my, you know, director used to like cut full numbers out. And see, it was like, oh,
It's Mary Poppins. We know stuff's coming out of the bag.
Right. There's things like
penguins.
Numbers that you don't know as a kid. Like, you know, you're not going to cut Spoonful of Sugar, but maybe you cut, you know, a thing where all the toys dance and come alive, by the way, which is super goddamn creepy. Like, nobody knows that number, so you cut that because it's like 15 minutes long.
Right.
It was so long. I'm so proud of my daughter. Harper was in it. She has she had solos throughout Supercalifragilistic.
I saw pictures. I'm super proud of it too.
Did I send you a video? I'll send it to you.
Yeah,
I'll make you.
I want to see.
Play it. It's very. She's very good. But all I'm saying is you left me in that fucking trench.
For
by
3 hours.
6 hours total. I saw it twice.
Oh,
not
you
that
saw
I would
twice?
Have made. Yes. Yes, she insisted I see it twice. So poor Sarah got dragged along on Friday. And I went by myself on Sunday, although Denise was there watching it too. You got out of it. Don't think I will forget. I will get you back at some point. That's all. That's my airing of grievance. Don't leave again for that fucking long. I don't like it.
And now it's time for our housekeeping, our social media handles, where you can find us, should you want to find us, only if you
nice
have good things to say, right? You want
to
email us only with your most lovely of compliments.
If you want to find out how to send us a present, we're good with that. If
yeah!
you want to tell us to fuck off, then
that's we'll give you another email for that.
Yeah. Oh, we've got many we could give you.
Yes.
Just, you know, write us and ask.
Yeah.
All right. Our Instagram is at Never Thought I'd Say This. Facebook is the same at Never Thought I'd Say This. And Twitter is at Never Thought I'd because it was not available. And our email is neverthoughtid@protonmail.com.
We promise that's a real email address.
It really is.
Yeah, it really is.
It is. I just wanted them to match because I'm that OCD.
It's all right. Two match, two don't. It's
right.
Okay.
It's perfect.
I'm
Whatever.
Proud of you. Anyway, send us your emails, all seven or eight of you that are actually still listening at this point. And
send us videos of Mary Poppins from your middle school.
You know what I want? I want videos of people singing Spoonful of Sugar.
Or Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
While dressed as Momo.
Ooh, yes. I mean,
if you can do that, guys, mm-hmm. I want to see it.
We'll put it on Instagram.
Wow, that's going to be a shock to anyone that didn't listen to this episode. If we actually post that video, they'd be like, what is happening?
It'll just
this?
Be us doing it.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I know all the words now.
Oh, I bet you do. All right, you guys, that is it for this week's episode. So remember, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.